Drawing close is no simple matter. At times, it can be difficult, even dangerous. And yet to come near is so wonderful. It can nurture, enrich, and expand life. The possibility of a mishap is always near, but so too are the countless opportunities. The line between one kind of closeness and the other is often fine. It depends on sensitivity, harmony, the insistence on not including elements foreign to the relationship, and attentiveness to the nature of the invitation. A connection between closeness, kirva, and sacrifice, korban, is woven into the Hebrew language. The Hebrew root of the word hikriv, to offer, means to bring close, to draw near, and by extension, to present or to give a gift. This is the essence of the korban, the offering brought to God. The opening words of Vayikra, when any of you present yakriv, a korban, sacrifice to God, foreshadow the later story of Aharon's sons and their tragic fate. They speak of a human being who steps forward, offers a gift, who brings something close to the divine. From this, it becomes clear. The questions of how to approach and how not to approach are not peripheral. They are central. They lie at the very heart and purpose of the book of Vayikra itself. A midrash that opens our portion of Achrei Mot reflects on these themes. Bar Kappara, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiah Bar Elazar, said, "For four reasons, the sons of Aharon died. Because of drawing near, kirva, because of offering, hakrava, because of strange fire, and because they did not consult one another. Because of drawing near, they entered the innermost, sanctum. Because of offering, they brought a sacrifice that they had not been commanded to bring. Because of strange fire, they brought in fire from a household stove. And because they did not consult one another, as it says, each took his own fire pan," meaning each acted on his own without seeking advice from the other. The brief midrash offers four reasons for the death of Aharon's sons, serving as an elaborate reflection on the potential mishaps involved in drawing close. We will focus on the four distinct errors identified by the midrash: excessive closeness, closeness without invitation, insisting on including foreign elements in the relationship, and closeness that emerges from distance. Let's start with the first. Bar Kappara's first explanation is direct, painful, and almost jarring. Aharon's sons, he suggests, came too close. They entered lifnai velifnim, the innermost sanctum. The Midrash teaches that it is indeed possible to overstep in our desire to draw near. When we yearn for closeness, whether by the divine, with another person, even when trying to offer something to another, we risk crossing a line. We may come too close too quickly, or in ways that overwhelm or transgress boundaries. The phrase, because of drawing near, serves as a cautionary declaration. The impulse to approach must sometimes be tempered. The second explanation offered, because of offering, they brought a sacrifice that they had not been commanded to bring. The phrase, because of offering, points to a second kind of failure, approaching without invitation. One can attempt to draw near with the best intentions, yet still go astray if that approach was never called for. In the case of Aharon's sons, Bar Kappara explains that they brought an offering they had not been commanded to bring. They were not attentive. They did not wait for an invitation to come near. their approach seems to have been motivated by an inner impulse rather than awareness of the will or readiness of the one who they sought to draw close to. This interpretation teaches that true closeness requires context. It depends on dialogue. Even when the desire for connection is genuine, one must carefully consider how and when to approach. It is essential to ensure that the person before me genuinely desires and intends, is actually calling for and aspires to be close to me. Because a foreign fire points to a third kind of failed closeness, an approach that includes something alienating or disconnecting, an attempt to draw near while remaining in some essential way distant or like a stranger. The illusion of intimacy without true connection. The Midrash suggests that we cannot forge closeness through something that is foreign to the relationship, something that contradicts the essence of connection. To bring strange fire is to attempt to hold two opposing realities at once, to reach for nearness while relying on tools or gestures that are fundamentally out of sync. The fourth possibility Baal Kapara raises for a failed attempt at closeness is the pursuit of connection without genuine relationship, closeness without intimacy, without harmony. The phrase, they did not take counsel from one another, reveals the inner state of Aaron's sons. They were distant from each other, disconnected. If one lives in a state of disconnection, estranged from others, lacking inner harmony, it is impossible to truly seek closeness. If a person is not attuned, not capable of relationship, not grounded in connection, how can they hope to draw near? But we are also offered words of comfort. We have seen some of the fundamental pitfalls in the pursuit of closeness. Excessive closeness or closeness without invitation, closeness marked by alienation, and closeness that stems from disconnection, a person distant and ungrounded. Yet the verses do not leave us only with warnings of what to avoid. They also offer a path forward, a framework for healthy, meaningful closeness. In this way, the text contains not just caution, but also hope and comfort. In fact, the opening of our parasha echoes the four failures identified in the Midrash and responds to each with a guiding alternative. The parasha begins, God spoke to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aharon who died when they drew too close to God's presence. God said to Moshe, tell your brother Aharon that he is not to come at will into the sanctuary behind the curtain, in front of the cover that is upon the ark, lest he die. For I appear in the cloud over the cover. Thus only shall Aharon enter the sanctuary, and so on. In response to excessive closeness, the verses present the possibility of a gradual, process-oriented approach, at least as a first step. God said to Moshe, tell your brother Aharon. At this moment, God does not address Aharon directly. In response to the question of invitation, God does indeed invite Aharon into the sacred space, but also makes it clear that the invitation is not permanent. He is not to come at will. One must discern whether an invitation is truly present before drawing near. In contrast to the attempt at closeness using an element that creates alienation, the parasha offers a precise and detailed description of how approach is to be made. Thus only shall Aharon enter, and so on. And finally, in contrast to the closeness born of inner disconnection, the parasha begins by presenting Aharon as a connected person. He is a father, a brother, and through these relationships, he is invited into the sacred. Thus, in contrast to closeness that is excessive, uninvited, alienated, or disconnected, the parasha offers a model of closeness that is gentle, responsive, harmonious, and grounded in relationship. And even in a situation that went drastically wrong, the Torah adds a note of comfort. The narrative speaks almost in passing, but with quiet certainty. There is an after. There is a path forward for the relationship between people and God, even after the death of the two sons of Aharon. Shabbat Shalom.